Hold on a minute. I'm going to just make sure that I apologize to anybody that was offended by the language that I used the other night on the sidelines during the game. I certainly didn't intend for that to come across in that fashion, and, you know, would hope that that never happens again, and I'll try my best to make sure that it doesn't from my end. But anybody that was offended by that, young or old, I know that's not the kind of example that I want to set or we want to set here with the Broncos organization, and would ask people, you know, to accept that apology for that incident. And then coming back off of this weekend, we're excited to be here. Gave the players a couple days off. They had a good workout yesterday on their own. And then, you know, we're back starting on the Chiefs today. We know how difficult this has historically been, not only for the Denver Broncos, but for any team to go into Arrowhead Stadium and win in December. And we would anticipate a very difficult division game ahead of us this weekend against a team that is continuing to get better as the season progresses. A lot of new faces there. A new regime, obviously, a new general manager, a new head coach. And it's a team that, you know, you're supposed to be real familiar with the teams in your division. But I would say that we have a great challenge ahead of us this week in terms of just becoming familiar with what they're doing, how they're doing it, and whom they're doing it with.
Have you investigated at all why? I mean, I know this is a new organization and new coaches on both sides, but they've had a lot of new coaches, and doesn't matter who's better, they've kind of owned the Broncos in December in Kansas City.
They've owned everybody in December in Kansas City. I think they've only, my number might not be 100% accurate, but I think they've only lost 6 or 7 games in the last 18 years in December at home in Kansas City. Okay. So I don't really think that that's just a Broncos thing. I think that's a league. League-wide trend. I've been there myself, played there a number of times. It is not an easy place to play. It is extremely loud, as loud of a stadium outside as I think I've ever been at or played at. And, you know, the weather obviously plays a factor the later in the year you go. You know, it's not going to be great weather there. It's going to be probably colder and maybe some precipitation or whatever, but I think the team plays well at home. I think the crowd is phenomenal. You know, it's a very difficult place to run your operation and do the things that it requires you to do to win. And again, it's going to take great preparation and great concentration on game day to actually, you know, overcome those things and not have a bunch of silly penalties and those kind of things, which is something we've been stressing anyway, because the last 2 weeks we've really hurt ourselves with a lot more penalties than what we had been doing the first, you know, 8 or 9 games.
Can you talk about your relationship with Matt Castle and your part in his development as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, you know, Matt's a very talented player. You know, obviously last year, the experience that he gained playing a full season is invaluable to any player. Certainly in his development, I'm sure that meant a lot. He's very bright. Mobile, athletic, a big kid, and he's a good leader, and I know that just from being around him for 4 years and having the opportunity to coach him, and I'm sure you can see the way the team responds to him in Kansas City, and the way he plays. He always plays very hard. He's always going to be ready to go, and he does a lot for their team and their offense, and it's going to be a little different defending him, you know, rather than being on the other side of it, which I've been on in the last four years here. So difficult preparation, can do things with his legs, can beat you with his arm and his legs, which is unique to, you know, a few quarterbacks in this league, and he's certainly one of them.
Did you ever feel bad this offseason for him getting dragged in the middle of all those things when the Cutlass? Did you feel bad that he kind of, you know, no fault of his own, got dragged into all the rumor mill this offseason?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't. I hope there's no. There's certainly no ill will between the two of us.
I don't mean that. I mean, but he got put in a position.
Yeah, but I don't think it really had. You know, he wasn't the. you know, the reason that a lot of this stuff, you know, necessarily got to a point where people were upset with one another. You know, he got what he deserved in terms of having an opportunity to go to another franchise and be the starting quarterback, and it's a well-deserved opportunity.
Josh, the last couple of weeks, Jekyll and Hyde performances by the Chiefs. What's the danger in playing a team that at least superficially doesn't have much predictability in them?
You're talking about in terms of like
their performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know this. You know, they're ahead in Baltimore late in the game, fourth quarter. They beat Washington at Washington, which we didn't do. They beat Pittsburgh at home, which we didn't do. Dallas in overtime, Jacksonville by a field goal, Oakland by a field goal. What I do know is that this team plays hard, has a game plan each week, and usually executes that plan pretty doggone well. And that's why they've been in a lot of close games. Some they've won, some they've lost. It's like, you know, most teams in the league. You know, if you change a few plays here or there, you could be talking about a 6-5, 7-4 team instead of a team that doesn't have that many wins. So I think we're looking at all of the things that they do well. This is one of the best teams in all of football in the kicking game. There's no question about that. Got great specialists, great return man in Charles. They do a really good job of winning field position each week, and that's a huge part in every game. And then they've capitalized on that field position and beat people because of it. You know, when they've won their three games, they had, you know, they created a lot of turnovers. They did that and gave their offense a short field sometimes, and they put it in and converted there. And their offense hasn't turned it over in those games and has done a nice job of playing complementary football with the defense. So we know that there's a lot of good football players there. We know that they've been in a lot of tight games. They've beaten teams we couldn't beat. You know, on the road, at home, whatever, it doesn't make any difference. And we know we're going into a very difficult place to play where they're going to play well. We know we have to play well because we expect them to play well. And it's going to be a division game, you know, to say the least, where it's probably going to be tight and we're going to have to, you know, make more plays than they do coming down the stretch to win the game.
Do you have any players who won't play this week that you know? Ryan Harris, Eddie Royal, anybody who you're ruling out right now?
Nobody that I know right now.
Coach, some of us haven't heard your version of the Sean Phillips encounter.
You're probably not
inspired after. Can you tell us?
No, I talked about that the other day real briefly, and you know, just want to make sure that everybody was clear on that. And I'm moving forward. I know the Chargers are moving forward, and we're focused on the Chiefs.
He did apologize to you. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, sure. I mean, we're moving forward. We're moving forward.
I remember Kessel last year. As you were bringing him along, he took a lot of sacks early, like maybe the first half of the season took a lot of sacks, not so much after that. What was the key in getting him to release the ball, I guess, or not take so many?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that go into sacks. I mean, you know, certainly a quarterback can play a factor in, you know, limiting sacks and also taking them, you know. And I think that there's also many other things that go into that. I think it's a skewed number to talk about the quarterback and say he's the responsibility, you know, for certain number of sacks or it's the right guard. Or there's a lot of people that go into that. I think as you play more and more in the league and games, you get a sense of timing for what you have to do in the pocket, for when you may have to release the football based on whatever the play is you have. Sometimes you know, when we've played a number of quarterbacks this year that are not going to give up on the play very easily because they have great faith in their ability to extend the play. And I think that, you know, Joe Flacco was one of them and Roethlisberger was another one. You know, and Kessel falls into that description because he certainly is very athletic, can move around in the pocket. And if he gets out of the pocket and makes loose plays, you know, sometimes those are the ones that kill you. And I think that, you know, you've got to take some of the good with some of the bad when you've got a quarterback that can do those kind of things with his legs. You know, you can't always be adamant that he throw the ball away because he may make the biggest play of the game, you know, after you've really told him to get rid of it. So, you know, he's very dangerous in that regard. I think he learned more and more the timing of the passing game last year. And you can see this year he kind of knows if it's a play that, you know, there's not much going to be there if I hold on to it, then he gets rid of the ball, you know. And if he has an opportunity to extend it and make some plays with his legs, then he certainly does that too.
Speaking of guys who work for New England, how do you feel about what happened with Charlie Weiss? And do you maybe see him back in the NFL?
Charlie Weiss is a great friend of mine, you know, a great mentor of mine in New England. Keep in touch with him constantly, and certainly don't like to see anybody go through anything like that. You know, but I know Charlie is a strong, you know, willed person, and he's going to land somewhere, and he's a really good football coach. That's what I know. And whether that be in college, or whether it be in the National Football League as a head coach, a coordinator, you know, I have great faith in his ability to coach football. And, you know, there's an awful lot to be learned from him. I'm sure of that. And whoever ends up, you know, trying to get him to be a part of their organization or their university, I'm sure will be happy about it.
Will you try to get him?
I'm not gonna. I mean, I'm happy with my staff right now.